Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to God Invention Radio. Mario Schultzky from Idea Mensch is on the line with us and sharing his advertising marketing experience on bringing products and inventions to market. And it could be anything. It could be a business as well. And he's got some great information he's sharing with us. I'd just like to thank our sponsors. Inventor's Digest, PatentStrategies.com, China to West, Carter, DeLuca, Farrell, and Schmidt, Adley Law Group, QuickPatents.com, and United Inventors Association. Thank you, everybody, for your support. By the way, the 2012 United Inventors Association Hardware Show is going to take place April 30th, May 1st, 2nd, 3rd, I believe, in Las Vegas. And take a look at UIAUSA.com and find out more about the National Hardware Show that's coming up. And also NationalHardwareShow.com. You could take a look and see there's some space available there in the Inventor Spotlight if you're interested. Okay, Mario, this is a short and quick segment, and want to try to capture as much information for everybody out there listening from you. So you were talking about doing some online PR. You want to attack that in the beginning of this segment.
Yeah. And, you know, in terms of online PR, now, by the time you do start doing online PR and social media, et cetera, you know, at this point, your idea needs to be protected. So this is the point of what I call no return, right? Now you're going forward. You are going to market your product. You might, you know, sell it directly, but now you're going to tell the world about it. So whereas with the, you know, paid search testing, et cetera, I think you can do some of that stuff in a vacuum, sort of in the early stages of your of bringing idea to life. But when it comes to online PR, now you're telling the world. Here's my sort of what's been the biggest insight for me. Again, Brian, going back to the idea of, okay, I came up with a product because it solved a problem. It solved a problem for me. So from an online PR perspective, what I want you to think about is what other people have that same problem. And because the thing about the Internet, and this is sort of the crazy thing about the Internet, is there is niches and communities everywhere. I mean, how great it is it that you have a radio show for inventors? You know, I love that. That wouldn't be possible without the Internet. You know, there just isn't large enough of an audience in one market. The same with, you know, dog bowls. I used to market a dog bowl, and for dogs that ate too fast, it slowed down dogs, kept dogs from eating too fast. There's a market, there's communities online of people talking about their dogs eating too fast and the health problems that that leads to. So from an online PR perspective, what you need to do is you need to figure out what is the problem that my product or service invention solves, and are there communities out there of people who have that same problem?
So you're looking for, like, bloggers or critics of...
That's right. You're looking for bloggers. You're looking for forums. You might even be looking for... you know, people on Twitter who are very active talking about very specific subjects, right? But, you know, oftentimes what happens is if you're only going to look at one bucket, look at blogs, because oftentimes, you know, that's where the discussions are happening.
So you can't really promote yourself or your product on there, can you?
No, honestly, here's what we did. I went and I looked at every single, you know, I did some online research, just Google searches, and I figured out every single blogger who wrote about their dogs eating too fast. And you know what I did? Then I sent them an email, and I said, hey, my name is Mario. I work with a company called Dog Paws. I read your post about, you know, Gonzo's, you know, overeating or eating too fast problem. We've got this bowl. I'd love to send you one. Tell me what you think.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and you know what? 9 out of 10 bloggers, honestly, You know, but that's how I approach it. I said, hey, I've got this great product. Please, you know, I didn't say, hey, I've got this great product. Please tell everybody in your audience about it, right? I've said, I've got this product. I know you have this problem. Your dog has this problem. I'd love to get your feedback. And 9 out of 10 bloggers said, oh, my God, I love this. You know, thank you so much for thinking of me. Send me a bowl. And out of those 9 bloggers, you know, 5 wrote about it. And that number was larger. So we had like 40 or 50 different, you know, blogs that wrote about it. And honestly, what happened out of that is then the mainstream media picked it up. Because a lot of journalists, you know, the way they get their information about specific, you know, niches and topics is by reading blogs.
Right.
So that, you know, and I think that tactic can be applied in just about every niche and every category as long as you can sort of pinpoint it back to a specific problem that you're solving.
Very interesting, Mario. Very interesting. And how much does that really cost? Just the cost of the product at that point, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we invested about $1,000 into that. And that was, you know, the product and the bowl only cost a few dollars. You know, it costs a little bit to ship. We wrote a nice cart along with everything, with every shipment we made. And actually, you know, what we did is I always sent people 2 bowls because by the time I paid $5 for shipping, I might as well just throw another bowl in there. And I said, hey, if you want to do a giveaway on your blog, here's a bowl that, you know, you can give away to your audience. And they loved that. And then, of course, you know, one person in the audience won the bowl, and 10 or 20 others, you know, ended up buying it.
Okay.
So it
cool.
paid for itself.
Right. That's very smart, Mario. We have a couple minutes left. I know you've had some extensive experience in DRTV, Direct Response TV. Maybe you could just spend about 30 seconds or so to a minute on that, and then I'd like you to just give some final words of wisdom to the inventors listening.
Well, you know, with DRTV, the big thing is that's sort of the big leagues, right? Like once something gets to TV, there's a substantial investment that needs to be made by somebody. Because you need to buy the media and you need to produce a commercial. You're looking at, you know, anywhere from $50,000 to $500,000. You know, DRTV works well for products that are really fun and easy to demonstrate, where you can sort of see the benefit of the product, you know, via video demonstration. And you need something that has significant numbers in the sense that, you know, if you're selling a $100 product, you really want a $60, $70, or $80 margin on that because that's what you're going to spend buying the TV media, right? So if you have a product that is hard to demonstrate and, you know, it costs you $5, you sell it for $10, TV isn't going to be right.
Okay.
But if it's a product that's great to demonstrate and you have some very healthy margins, you know, a lot of people in that business will be willing and happy to listen to you. And at that point, Brian, going back to your earlier point, be very careful who you talk to because there's a lot of people in that business that I don't want to say are looking to rip people off, but, you know, that if they see a good idea, they'll run with it.
Understood. Okay, Mario, we're at about a minute or so point left. Give us, through all your experience, you shared plenty with us tonight, but give us some final words of wisdom. There's inventors listening that are just stuck on that idea, what to do with it, bringing it to the next level. There's people looking for licensing, manufacturing. What do you say to these inventors that are just ready to rock but just stuck right now?
I mean, I taking a step back, I'd say there's never been a better time or a more important time for inventors than there is now. Because, truth be told, 10, 20 years ago, the only way you could sell something is, you know, by buying ads in, you know, magazines or TV commercials, and that was expensive. I think nowadays there is a real opportunity for anybody working out of their garage, their home office, to take their idea to get it out there. So I think it's a wonderful time. I the most important thing is you've got to get started. You've got to always be taking that next step.
Thank you. Mario Schultzky from IdeaMensch, IdeaMensch.com. Thank you so much for joining us. What a great show. Till next week, have a great night. Keep on investing.
Adley Law Group is an international intellectual property, business law, and litigation firm located in Los Angeles with offices in London, Tokyo, and Taipei. They are your one-stop shop for all your legal needs regarding your IP, including registration, marketing, licensing, and litigation. They will help you protect your intellectual property rights anywhere in the world by obtaining patent protection for your inventions and registering your trademark and copyrights. They can help you achieve your marketing goal for your invention, whether your goal is to produce, license, or sell your invention. They can assist you with your business legal needs, including reviewing, drafting, and negotiating contracts, business deals, and licensing agreements anywhere in the world. They are also there to defend your rights when someone uses your IP work without your authorization, or when you are involved in litigation regarding any intellectual property or business matter. Visit us online at www.adleylaw.com. That's ADLILAW.com, or call us at 213-623-6546.
Okay, you admit to yourself that you have a huge credit card problem. However you got there, you've racked up $10,000, $20,000, or more in debt, and it mounts up daily, right? I don't need to tell you what your credit card statements look like, but I'm here to give you some help. All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt, in some cases up to 50%, and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188.
I have some good news for a change. With the stressful times upon us, having a regular glass of wine has proved in many studies to reduce stress. Want some more stress-relieving tips? VinVillage.com is an exciting new social organization connecting wine lovers around the country with an exclusive local and online wine lifestyle experience. VinVillage members can meet others online and in person, attend wine dinners and tastings, participate in forums, blogs, and wikis, purchase limited and exclusive wines, even create your own wine. You heard me, create your own wine. And best yet, membership is free. So reduce some of the stress and have some fun. Join now and connect with thousands of other like-minded wine lovers. To learn more, go to VinVillage.com. That's www.vinvillage.com. VinVillage is where wine lovers connect. Mm-hmm.